Girl, I see us live in the building.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your girl, I see us live in the building, and it's Friday, man, and it's going down. Tonight, we're going to have two wonderful guests. Today, we're going to have DC underscore chef, man, one of the hottest chefs in the DMV, man. This dude is doing his thing, man. From healthy food to exotic food to sexy treats for you to do on Valentine's Day. He's live in the building. His name is Eni, and he's going to be in here talking to us about what you can do for Valentine's Day to be creative. Along with that, we're going to do the recap of what's going on with the whole things that happened on this week, like the Grammys. We're doing a recap on the Grammys to talk about a lot of things, like, you know, that big crazy retarded hat that your man for real had. And we're going to also talk about your man's sermon. You already know what? Don't you ever talk about me. We're going to be talking about him. And we're going to be talking about the Super Bowl and also the battle with Loaded Lux versus Hollow the Dawn and also the shooting in Columbia Mall. And we have a couple of things we're going to be talking about. Also, Macklemore and the whole situation with your boy, Kendrick Lamar. So we're going to be talking about all those things tonight on Lux Radio Online. And we're also going to have DC's own, the Dawn, the one and only Don Juan, live in the building on Lux Radio Online. Big shout out, because we're live in the building at Deja Vu Records and Entertainment, the studio. And we out here, if you're looking for recording sessions, you want to do your own internet radio show, you want to do rehearsals, this is the place to be, right here at Deja Vu Records and Entertainment. Along with that, big shout out to E2K Enterprises, also shout out to GameFace, and shout out to QuanLeeTV.com. Make sure you check them out. Also, we got a new website coming out soon, so look for that. Right now, we're working on it. It's under construction. But you can log on to www.luxradioonline.org to see us live streaming and check us out live in the building. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, all that at Lux Radio Online. Big shout out to my intern live in here, Andrew. Big shout out to Diamond. She's sick at home with the flu. Big shout out to her. Hope you feel better, boo. Big shout out to my mom, Deuce, man. Today is her birthday, man. Happy born day, mom, Deuce. Thank you for giving birth to me, because you wouldn't be this wild, crazy chick live on the mic right now. You heard? So I'm in the building. And big shout out to my girl, Heather, live in the building, my sister. She's live in here doing her thing, man. The girl you need to know, the super promoter. And you got your man, AM, JM, the super producer, doing the same thing out here in the DMV. And my girl, CEO underscore Talia, man. She's over there doing her quick thing. And shout out to my girl Tanya live in the building, man. She holding it down on that admin, running the studio, doing her thing. And the Big Bear, a.k.a. Granville Jones, in the building. Your girl, Lushy Lush, man. This is what we do all day, every day. Lush Radio Online, man. You already know what it is, man. And we got callers that's going to be calling in today to be talking about that. But we're going to have your man E live in the building. So real quick, recap. A lot of things happened on the, the Grammys. First thing on the Grammys, we had your man, the biggest highlight of the Grammys was Pharrell. Pharrell took it home for us, you know. Pharrell was honored for, like, almost everything. He took it home, you know what I mean? So big shout out to him. But, you know, one thing, Pharrell, man, I'm tired of the shorts. I don't know what's going on. Like, it's not constantly summer. Everywhere you go, dude, like, I don't understand what's up with the shorts. This dude had a human condom on his head. I don't understand what was going on, man. Pharrell had a human condom on his head. Shout out to him for that big hat. Even though we found out the explanation of that hat was stupid. Don't do it no more, Pharrell. I'm tired of the hats. Don't do it. So, we had Pharrell with the hat. Best dressed, honestly, I can say. My man Kevin Hart did his thing. Him and his girl, you know what I mean, looked extravagant on the red carpet doing their thing. Shout out to them. Another thing that went on, I love Lorde, you know what I'm saying? You have become everyone's ruler, you know, but she was looking like a witch at the Grammys, so, you know what I mean? You know, come on, man. I mean, I love her song, and it's touched the world, and she got some Grammys, too. Big shout out to her. But, yo, next time you come to Grammys, stop looking like a witch, all right? You was looking like you was magnificent. You were getting ready for the movie. But moving on to the next person that we saw, wonderful, wonderful show-stopping performance by your girl, Pink. Oh, my God. She came again coming down from the sky, took it to the sky for us one more time. But, yo, Pink is mad strong. She was holding up a dude, man. Yo, big shout-out to her. Yo, I never want to get into a fight with Pink. I think she might go. You know, shout-out to Pink on that one. Also, another thing that happened up there on, you know, another thing I have a situation with is your man LL. LL and my man LL and Smokey Robinson, is it me or does it seem like these guys are like frozen in time? I don't understand. They still look like they the same age. I don't understand. Some people say they on Botox. I don't know what's going on, but they seriously, they on serious Botox because I saw them at the Grannies and I swear to God, these people are way older than me and they should be aging. I don't know what's going on. But big shout out to whatever fountain of youth they're using. Also, big shout out. Queen Latifah looked extravagant on there. Definitely loved it. They honored an actual teacher this year. And this guy, awesome guy, he has like 50,000 choruses, 50,000 music classes. I don't know how he does it. He might be on Nodos because, yo, that's mad classes. But big shout out to him for winning. Also on there, you had great performances. I mean, they had Yoko Ono was on there. John Lennon's son looked just like him, exactly like splitting image. So we had the Beatles on there. I mean, they had Willie Nelson on there. I mean, I grew up with Willie Nelson, man. I was young Willie Nelson. Yo, they had some epic performances on there. Punk was on there with Pharrell, Stevie Wonder, epic performance. They performed Lucky. A lot of great performances on there. Now, they married, there was a controversy on there when they married like almost like 30 or maybe 300 people, some of the same sex, some heterosexual, and people had issues about that, you know what I mean? Yeah, at the end of the day, it's all good, you know what I'm saying? I love people, and I don't judge, but the thing about it is, you know, when I was coming up, it was kind of taboo to, you know, do the whole, you know, being gay thing and stuff like that or whatever. It's nothing wrong with it, you know, as long as you kind of keep it in your area. But the fact that it's almost like everybody's families are looking at American Music Awards, and it's like you kind of shoved it down. I felt like if you don't like it, you're going to have to take it. We're gay, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do stuff like that, you know what I mean? So, I mean, in one sense, it's like, okay, you're making a statement, but, I mean, you got kids watching. It's sometimes the time and the place for everything. Now, we had an issue about your man Macklemore winning Best Artist of the Year, all this stuff, and getting all these awards. And mad people in New York are getting mad. But this is the thing. Weren't you the same people in New York that were getting mad at your man Kendrick Lamar when he called himself, proclaimed himself the new king of New York? And he was saying that you guys were slacking, but now you guys mad because he didn't get Artist of the Year? Listen, Grammys are on a whole nother level. This ain't like BET Awards or nothing like this. This is a collective genre of music on a higher end level. This is like the Oscars of the music awards. You understand what I'm saying? So when you're making music, the music has to transcend time. Yeah, he might be sending a message, but you can still listen to Macklemore's music, and it's a crossover. Kendrick Lamar hasn't crossed over yet. When you hit that crossover era, you'll be able to be like, boom, all right. So now this is the person that's transcended time. So I don't knock Macklemore for winning them awards. He deserved them awards. Even Kendrick Lamar admitted that. And Kendrick Lamar said, look, Macklemore said he believed that he did deserve that. But at the same time, Kevin Lamar was like, look, I'm going to be honest with you. You deserve all your awards. And he said, when your time comes, your time comes. And I think Kendrick was kind of being a man and being real about that. And I appreciate him for that because everybody expected him to spaz out. But still, it's not that. When you get to that level, it's an honor for him to even be able to perform. For him just being an artist just coming out, it's an honor for him to even perform in front of these greats that he was standing before, man. But Big Sean is a great artist, but it ain't that serious, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? He might be saddened, but, you know, it's his time will come. But he got to cross over first to get to that level. And another thing that went down, my man Jay-Z, man. My man Jay-Z has gotten extra arrogant, man. Jay-Z is now using the Grammy Awards as sippy cups now. That's the new sippy cup. You don't need to go out and get the plastic sippy cup. The new sippy cup is the Grammy Awards. This man held up the Grammy Awards and said, yo, Baby Blue, I got a half a sippy cup for you. I was like, come on, man. This is the Grammy Award. You disrespected the Grammy Award, calling it a sippy cup. And he had another Paul Duce in there. I was like, wow, Jay-Z, you going in. But shout out to everybody that's using the Grammy Awards as the new sippy cup. I woke up like this. I woke up like this. And my girl Beyonce on that note. You know, they killed Beyonce on Grammy night, man. They had her with the picture of some oodles and noodles. You know what I'm saying? Because her hair was like mad wet. She looked like a wet dog, sheep dog. And what happened to Beyonce's booty, man? Real talk, she getting like mad skinny. I don't know what's going on. She don't got no butt. A couple of weeks ago, we was watching some of her videos. She had a butt. What happened? Do it deflate at night? What happened to her butt? Real talk. Nobody noticed that when she turned to the side. You know when chicks turn to the side, that's the side position when you see their booty. She ain't had no booty. I don't know what's going on. But whatever. But Beyonce, you know what I'm saying? I think it's, you know, people starting to get tired. And then, this is another thing. Why did Beyonce come out with that outfit? Real talk. You don't got no booty no more, so why would you even wear that outfit? So she came out there, right? She pulled the whole Rihanna move, because that's something that Rihanna would have done. You understand what I'm saying? So the Metro UK allegedly wrote an article and called Beyonce a whore. I don't know what you think about that. Calling at 347-826-7722. They called her a whore because they said that she was a disgrace because she's supposed to be the woman that, you know, is supposed to be uplifting, this, that, and the third. But let me tell you something. Artists are regular people. They're going to do whatever they want to. And Beyonce got money. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, she's going to do that, and y'all still going to call her your ruler. Because let me tell you something. The new rulers and the new gods that you guys are claiming now are Beyonce and Jay-Z. Beyonce runs your life. You wake up and say you woke up like this. When you know you did not woke up like that, you look like some mess. How you going to say you woke up like that? You don't sleep at night with makeup on and wake up naturally beautiful. Stop faking, okay? So big shout out to Beyonce and everything like that. And some of y'all OD'ing with these Beyonce waking up and surfboarding. Y'all surfboarding on too many things. It's getting ridiculous, man. Seriously. I seen people surfboarding on the kitchen table, surfboarding on chairs. Like, it's getting out of hand, man. Surfboarding, stop it. Get out of here. Shout out to Beyonce. Also, there's some other things going on. We're going to also have the chef, like I said, he'll be coming over here in a few minutes, and we're going to be talking to him about what's going on. Now, the battle went down, okay? Okay, UW. Oh, these guys, I don't know where they got the money, but I think, you know, this is a European company. UW, one of the most epic battles ever. They had the battle round going crazy right now. The same time they was doing the Grammys, the same time they was doing this battle. Loaded Lux versus Hollow the Don, okay? This is most epic, but this is like the WWE at the time, okay? They charged people like $100. I never in my life of battle rapping seen cats pay $100 to come to a battle. They paid $100 to get up to VIP in certain places. They was charging $300 to $400 to get into this battle, okay? It was ridiculous, right? So they got into the battle, right, and it was just crazy. So Hollow the Don brought that work, okay? Hollow the Don brought that work, okay? He told my man, don't rush your delivery. He said, just because they don't understand you don't mean you nice. Then my yo, the wordplay was crazy. It was so close. People was almost like wrenching the chairs and stuff because it was crazy. But you know, real talk though, Hollow the Don brought that work. Everybody idolizes and they love Loaded Lux, but I'm gonna tell you, you ain't bring that work that night, man. You ain't bring that work at that bottle. And the host was your man Jack Thriller, man. My man was dying on stage, man. So, I need that water, man. I need that water. It was so many black people, you could even smell their breath. It was so bad in there. So many people, man. And yo, whoever made that money that night, man, they got that bread. $100 a pop, man. Yo, you know how much Loaded Lux was asking? 40K. 40K to battle rap for an hour. 40K? I think I need to quit my job. I need that. I'm about to battle. Somebody sign me up for a battle right now, son. 40K to battle, son. Hey, yo, Heather, let me battle you, son. Real talk. Battle you, man. It's crazy, though. But, it's your girl, Lucky Lush, man. We're going to go to some music real quick, and we're going to come back. We're going to be talking to the chef in a few minutes. But I'm going to go to some quick music. We're going to go ahead and play some Childish Gambino. We'll be right back. Let's Radio Online. Let go.
Shall we get it? I'ma get it. Shall we get it?
AM JM on a side note, and we were talking about, you know, The new thing. What's the new ish now? The new ish is celebrity pregnancies. Have you noticed that that's the new thing? Beyonce started it. She pops up and she said, "Oh, I got a baby bump." But yet my baby bump crumbles when I sit down. I don't understand. You know what I mean? new baby bumps. Okay. Then you got who else you had? You had Amber Rose come out. Ooh, I'm pregnant. Ooh, you see that? Then you got the next thing that came out. Okay, Lola Love got pregnant. Kim Kardashian got pregnant. Now Ciara's pregnant. So my girl that everybody loves, the one and only Olivia Pope that's on Scandal, has a baby bump. So now this is a new trend. You know what? I need to go out and get pregnant. Anybody got somebody want to donate to me? Somebody? the new celebrity baby bump. This is the new thing that's going on. Celebrities having baby bumps. And I think it's a fad. I don't know if they really want to have their children. Because, I mean, we're having a situation with because I'm really kind of suspect about this baby blue, because, you know, when she first came out, she looked like this perfect child. I don't know where they stole that photo from, because I don't think that was really baby blue. I think that was a lie. Then we come out, and then we see this little gremlin. I don't know what's going on. They still ain't combed that baby hair, but, you know. I'm just trying to say, like, if that baby was not Jay-Z and Beyonce's baby, I swear, I know y'all would kick that baby. Because he looks like the little Grinch. He looks like the Grinch from Off of the Grinch and the Grinch Stole Christmas. I'm serious. I ain't going to lie. I posted a picture of that on Instagram. Real talk. So you already know what it is, man. Baby bumps, the new fad. And also Google Glass. Google, you know, all this futuristic stuff that we thought about that we didn't think that we would see ever in life. Now they have glasses, right, called Google Glass, where you can basically, you can answer your phone. You can videotape, you can talk to people, you can text locations, you can text people, you can do all of that through your glasses. Amazing. It's called Google Glass. It's like 1,000 and up and everything. They actually have it on Amazon. Check it out. You can Google it. It's called Google Glass. And the Super Bowl. Super Bowl is going down in cold New York. Is going down and getting prepared for that. This is Super Bowl Sunday. Make sure you get those hot wings and Cheetos and nachos. And make sure you holler at your man, the chef, because he's going to have all those gourmet things going down, okay? And we're going to have him live in a few minutes. And, man, Super Bowl Sunday, man, whose Super Bowl party are you going to? You already know what it is. And also on top of that, let's talk about your man Sherman, man. Sherman got mad, okay? Sherman all of a sudden got mad on camera and said, "Yo, don't you ever talk about me, cuz. Don't you ever, cuz. Don't you ever, cuz. Shut your mouth, Crabtree. I gave you all my Skittles. Cranberry sauce." Like, it was ridiculous, man. Real talk, okay, maybe he mushed you or whatever. Whatever the situation. You talk a lot of crap on a football field. This is football, man. Expect that. Why was you getting so emotional? I think it was more to it. But you got mad emotional, and it didn't make no sense. You know what I mean? Like, you sound like you was about to cry. You was kind of sounding a little bit soft, Sherman. Okay? Don't you ever talk about me, cuz. Shout out to Sherman. Super Bowl. And this is another thing. Where did all these Seahawks fans come from? Out of the blue. Everybody just be jumping on a bandwagon. All of a sudden now we got Seahawks fans that just came out of the blue. I don't understand it, man. So anyway, whoever you think is going to win, call in 347-826-7722, Lex Radio Online, and we're going to sit down with Eni. Is going to be live in the building with us right now, and is going to be sitting down and talking to us about, you know, this food. And maybe we're going to get samples of this food over here in a few minutes. So we're going to go ahead and turn on his headphones and stuff. Okay. And we're going to be talking to him in a few minutes. And it's your girl, Lushy. Let's call in at 347-826-7722. And we're also going to have Don Mata live in the building. Don't forget, we're live at Deja Vu Records for Entertainment.
Entertainment.
You already know what it is. We're live in the building. Thank you. Technical difficulties. And we're live right now. Chef Eni is live in the building. He's all suited up, dressed up. He got the custom apparel from Capital Cuss right there. Elite Prince, man. At capital_custom, and then you got at Elite Print. And, you know, he got the whole decked out, and he's a fellow Nigerian in the building. You already know what it is, man. Kedu, man. What's up, man? We live in the building, Lust Radio Online. Can you hear yourself?
Yeah, I can hear myself a little bit. I'm good.
Okay, that's what it is, man. So talk to us, man. Tell us what's going on, man.
Chilling, you know, just doing this chef thing, this chef life. That's all I'm representing.
So what got you started into, you know, the whole chef thing, getting into the chef life?
Well, I mean, it's just another hustle, you know. You got various hustles, some bad. This one is good for me. So I'm gonna rock this and keep on going with it.
Okay, so how long does it take to become, like, because there's different types of chef, like a sous chef, and, like, what are the different types of chefs?
Well, I'm actually a sous chef right now for Hanks on Capitol Hill,
uh-huh.
And we got three different locations. I just started with them, but I was also an executive chef before that for a catering company also.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, there's different types of chefs. You know, you learn every day. It's just like going to school every day.
So if somebody's aspiring to be a chef, right, like, what's the highest paid chef you can be? The highest paid chef?
Bobby Flay with restaurants.
Oh, Bobby Flay?
Big thing. Casino. All that stuff. That's big time. That's good.
Definitely. Now, you know, there's different, I guess, do all of you guys study, like, the whole French cuisine and all of that stuff when you guys start up? Because they're different kinds, right?
Yeah, I mean, you have different chefs for different things. I mean, me, I know a little bit about everything. I never went to school, though.
Never went to school?
I never went to school. I'm self-taught.
Wow.
I went to different chefs, so.
So you started, so you were like an apprentice, basically. You were an apprentice, like?
Yeah, you could say that, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I really got into it when I was doing better things than people that were in culinary school.
Okay.
That's when I started paying attention. I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm actually good at what I'm doing. Let me keep my focus here and keep on going.
Definitely. So when it comes, because you do all kinds of variety, you do help people that definitely want to, like, because a lot of people are trying to lose weight.
Health conscious
about their food, calories, and watching calories and things like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yeah.
And you also do exotic cuisine and things like
right.
that and desserts.
Yep.
So
you
don't do it that much. Okay, but what's your specialty?
I don't know. I really don't have a specialty. I have a good food. That's what I make. I mean, if you want me to make pasta, I know how to make the whole thing from scratch.
Wow.
The pasta, everything.
Everything,
know?
Like the dough and all that?
The dough and everything.
The flour?
The meat, all that.
Yo, I'm
yeah.
buying them noodles in a box. I'm buying those noodles straight in the box, man. All right.
I'm
going to call you when I need it from scratch, though.
Yes, there you go.
Definitely. So tell us about what's going on, all the different things that you provide with your company.
Right now, my company is actually, I'm focusing on some other stuff. Me and Cap Custom got together. We're about to start doing this big festival
okay.
in the summertime. And basically, what we're going to do, I'm sure that you're going to be there, you know. And what we're going to do is, it's going to be like a fashion show with the Cap Custom clothing line, and it's going to be my food. It's also going to be the local wineries, the local artists, the local everything. So this is a big event that we're working on now to bring and inspire people to do better, do different, make money this way, you know? So that's what we're going to be doing. And that's what my focus is right now.
Okay. So when it comes to, like, so you prepare, you prepare for people meals, like, through the week if they wanted to? You deliver them if they want?
I used to do that. I'm on a pause from that right now.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm focusing. I'm working for this company, so I really don't have the time anymore.
Uh-huh.
Plus, I'm focusing my energy somewhere else also. So I'm really not doing, like, the catering in small batches like that.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you needed something for like, a party of 20, I do some catering.
Okay.
But it's got to be, like, close to the heart right now.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
But if you need, like, something for a party of 20 and up, you know, I got you.
20 and up. Okay. So if people wanted to get at you and stuff and check you out on your social networks, where would they go?
DC_chef, Instagram.
Okay. DC_chef. You heard that now. Valentine's Day is coming up, okay? So, you know, a lot of people go, you know, to different exotic places, or they do all this, you know, the basic flowers, chocolates, all that stuff now. Being creative, maybe you want to do something for your man, your woman, your significant other, give us some types of suggestions. What kind of suggestions do we do? You know, some desserts or something.
Some desserts?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you could do something easy like, I don't know too much about desserts, so I would, you know, find a chef for that. But let me tell you, one easy thing that any man could do is you take some strawberries, you get your Philadelphia cream cheese, you get your powdered sugar, you sweeten it with the powdered sugar, the cheese,
uh-huh.
add your vanilla extract, then you pipe that into the strawberry.
Wow.
Then you put the graham cracker crust on top, and then you put chocolate rind on it.
Wow.
But that's very simple. Very easy. Any man can do it. Little pressure girl. Take that recipe and ride with it.
Repeat that one more time for those cats out there, because you know you got some slow ones out there, man. Repeat that.
What you do is you take your Philadelphia cream cheese spread, add your powdered sugar,
okay.
add your vanilla extract,
okay.
mix it together, put it in a piping bag, pipe it into a strawberry, then you take your graham crackers, with graham cracker powder and put it on top of strawberry.
Wow.
Dip those in chocolate and not. It's very simple, very easy.
That's definitely some hot stuff right there. I'm actually thinking I'm gonna go home and try that myself tonight. You know. So definitely check that out. So any advice for somebody that's trying to come into the industry and try to get into that game?
Yeah, advice, just ride with it. It's hard starting at the bottom, but once you keep working, you'll definitely take hard work.
Definitely. How many years, like, if you wanted to go through the call and sale, or how many years does it take for somebody to actually really get to that level?
It depends on that person's skill set and how they form, you know?
Definitely.
How much they put into it, you know?
Okay.
Get what you put into it.
True. Well, I appreciate you coming through and rocking with us. And we got some sexy food out there in the front, man. And we're going to give y'all pictures of that, and we're going to post that up on Instagram from your man, DC_chef. You better follow your man. Naija, what's up, oh? Hey, we are in the building. That's what's up, anyway. I appreciate you, man. And we're going to have, that's what's up, man. And we're going to have our man, Don Mata, who's actually live in the building. We're going to get some videos and some pictures of that sexy food out there. Maybe we'll get a plate so we can get a taste sample so I can see what's going on over there. You know I'm hungry. And we're gonna have Don Martin live in the building. So don't forget calling at 347-826-7722. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to go to one of Don Martin's songs. We're going to go ahead and go to We Rollin'.
DT,
are you rolling?
Capture the whole
DT fan, man. Yup, we listen to that joint right now. Don Mata. I need to get their mind right on this one, though. Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. And we back, man. That was some of that Don Mata, DC's own. You already know what it is, man. We live in the building, your girl, Lushy Lush, man. And we just had Any_, you already know what it is, DC_chef. And he was doing his thing. If you want to see pictures of that live and sexy food right there, and you got a little bit of tips so you can spice up your Valentine's Day. And we got the one and only, man. They call him the Don. They call him the boss's boss. They call him your man, DC's own. The one, Don Mata, in the building, son.
What's happening, everybody?
What's up with you, Don Mata?
Feeling good.
Hey, you sitting here with a boss right now. Shoot. I should have asked you for a loan this morning.
To make that happen.
Real tough. But Don Mata, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you live on the show today.
Likewise.
You know what I mean? Fellow soldier. You know what I mean? Hood. And you know, doing your thing. And you done did a lot in your life, man. I mean, you made a serious impact in the DMV area. Well, actually, the D.C. area. D.C., your D.C.'s own. But, I mean, you made an impact everywhere. I mean, because you don't just stay here. You travel a lot. You
oh,
know
yeah.
what I mean? You've met a lot of people.
Travel.
And you definitely, you know, made an impact now. Besides being an artist, you're also a business owner and a very, very, like, well-rounded young man also. So, first off, what inspired you to get into the music industry?
Honestly, I think that, first I thought of just managing. And the reason for me jumping in, I guess, is because, you know, the artist at the time that I was managing, I can convey the message better on certain topics than he could because he had never seen or did any of the things that I rap about.
Yeah.
I think that the industry now, 80% of it is all fabricated. You know, they fall into this, oh, well, it's the industry, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
But nobody is stepping up to the plate saying, okay, well, there's always going to be one. You know, brings change to the game in reality. And there are a handful of rappers in the game to me that keep it real and stay true to themselves and don't fall into that whole industry limelight, change up or, you know, rap about things that they've never seen or done. That was my biggest reason is to, you know, to prove a point and make my message loud and clear that 80% of y'all haven't done it. And I'm keeping it 100 and saying I haven't done it either. I wasn't on the block selling dope, but neither was you.
True, that.
A lot of these rappers in the DMV area, and I hate that word because rappers from Maryland or say they're from the DMV because you don't want to say you're from Maryland. Rappers in VA
or
say,
oh, hello.
Well, I'm from the DMV instead of saying you're from Manassas, VA.
Mm-hmm.
But a DC rapper, hey, I'm from DC. I'm not from the DMV. And that's why I say I hate that word. I'm from DC.
Out.
I rep DC.
I'm a DC boy.
Always
I mean?
Will, and that's never going to change. So I don't believe in the whole DMV hype. But it's a lot of rappers in this area
that
fabricate on their music. And I won't name names,
sound
but you know they know who they are.
And
I could, but it's not like they're going
to
do anything either way. But,
DMV is,
you know, if you're this guy who's rapping about you selling this and you're selling that, well, why do you approach Don Martin and ask me for the work when you see me there?
Wow.
You know, so I got a big problem with that. I think a lot of people get me misconstrued because you see who my affiliates are, who I'm with. You think that that's what I do.
Uh-huh.
Because you're going to step to me correctly and ask me about some real business. Don't come to me talking about some street lingo when I don't know you from Adam and Eve in the first place. And if I was involved in that type of business, I wouldn't chit-chat with you or give you no lines or no plugs, no how.
Seriously.
You might be wearing wires, so why are you approaching a man you don't even know talking that type of business, that's not street.
Definitely. And real bosses don't talk a lot. Real bosses don't talk a lot. And, and a lot of these cats have this misconception that, you know, they sitting here plagiarizing, they sitting here talking about they doing this, they doing that. But I done seen a lot of y'all cats. I done seen where y'all guys live at.
you know what I'm saying?
So. Don't talk about stuff when we know exactly where you live at and how you move.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's crazy. It's a lot of fraudulent fakes out here. And, you know, how do you feel about the state of where hip-hop is going right now at the moment?
I don't know. I think that a lot of stuff that happens in the industry that I just don't agree with. You have some guys coming in the game. You know, like Kendrick Lamar, I respect him lyrically. That boy's an animal. So there are a couple guys that I tip my hats off to that, you know, you're coming in the game, you're a lyricist, and that's what you're doing. You know, I don't really listen to Drake's music. I don't really care for him. Not that I dislike him or have anything personal against him, but he's in his lane. That's not my kind of music. But he's in his lane. That's what he does. He raps about women, although he gets clowned a lot for, you know, his music.
Because
he's crying
all the time.
Right, because he's crying and whining.
But,
at least he in his land, he's not trying to portray some street thugs or, you know, no dope boy. You're doing what you do. That's your lane, and keep staying your lane. You'll keep being successful if you stay in your lane.
Definitely. What type of mark are you trying to actually imprint into this industry?
I think definitely, you know, a lot of artists will see that, okay, well, you know what, if Don Mata can keep a 100, and he's saying he's not a drug dealer, and he's not this, you know, this guy, this thug. Yeah, okay, maybe I can too. Well, Don Mata don't dress with his jeans down to his ankles and all this baggy stuff. That's not how real G's dress anyway. That's not the old school. That's not OG style. You look at these OGs with certain people that I hang around or associate myself with. They clean cut. They ain't
that too.
Dressing all baggy and having this whole street look for people to think you're street. I'm street 120%. But I don't carry myself like it. If somebody want to take it here, then you'll meet that side of Don Mata when you meet. But until then, I'm very professional, I'm humble, I'm respectful.
I
always give that off until somebody, you know, lets me know otherwise. You don't respect me, I don't respect you.
That's the truth.
You know, so I definitely want to leave that mark where, you know, artists can just be themselves. You don't have to pretend to be somebody you're not. Be honest about what you've really done in your life, what you really do on a daily basis, what you really do on the weekends, because it's not what you're rapping about. Just be yourself. And the rap music for me is just a stepping stool. You know, I never thought I'd be a rapper. I just started rapping 2 years ago. So this isn't something that I don't really press myself on. Like, if a deal comes, it comes. If it don't, it don't. Either way, I'm good. My money is great. So I don't need the record deal. I have a lot of other business plans that do not include the music that, you know, it's going to give me my 7 figures.
And I'm like, dude, go back.
That's definitely showing it, man.
Oh, what's up, man? This is Jack, man. This is Jack Ray, the boss, standing over the top of Cali, making big moves. Salute to the D.C. King. You know, I've been hearing about Don Mata, the music, Direct Hits Entertainment. You know, I actually went out to D.C. and met with him, man, and he keeps it 100. What he say, he's doing. He really out there doing the thing, man, and that's why I respect him, man. It's a mutual respect. I'm glad I came down to D.C. It was like running into the mayor, man.
Wow.
Yeah, and this just coming from all the way from the West Coast, man. I seen it for myself.
Even that's what's up, man. Appreciate you, man. I definitely love the West Coast. They always show man love. We got another call alive in the building from the 202-230. What it do, baby?
Been around forever.
Hey, what's good?
What's good? Who this?
You got Don Mata? You got Don Mata up there in the building?
Yeah, he live in the building, baby.
Live in the rep.
Oh, okay, yeah, well, it's Cash. You know, I'm from the 202, D.C. all day. You know, that's where I rep. Don Mata, that man, is a good man there, man. You know, for those that don't know, that's my brother right there. So, you know, I'm calling in live. You know, I hit my bro on the phone. I got to call and show my support and my love for my fellow man. And you know, like my man from Cali said, it ain't about no facade and about no imaginary illusions. What my bro say he actually do, man. You know, he moved throughout the city. How he moved, he's the only one I see running around with a DC King on his tag. So you know, if it's somebody feel any way different about it, then I feel they got to, you know, they could speak on up. But we ain't really heard no objections, you know what I mean? So I feel that he's definitely doing what he's saying. I salute him always. He know what time it is. And I just wanted to call in and, you know, put my little 2 cents in there.
Appreciate you, man. That's what's up.
Believe me when I tell you.
You know what it is. You got a caller from the 301-415. You're live in the building with your girl. Let's see, let's see. John Mata, what up?
He didn't know how deep he was getting there.
Hey, what's up? This is Tony.
Out.
Hey, what's going on? So, yeah, just saying what's up, trying to show love.
She got out, trust me. She was happy.
Okay, this is Tony from where?
Oh, this is Tony from, I'm out in Gaithersburg, but went to high school with you. Class of 99.
How you doing?
Not for much.
That's what's up. Appreciate
you.
For calling in, man, and I'm definitely going to chime in for that reunion and everything like that. Do you have any questions for Don Mata? He's doing his thing out here.
Play Michael's music, I'll buy your
I guess, yeah, I got a question. Just in general, like, as far as your muse or your inspiration, like, how you generate creativity, like, how do you find inspiration to write your music, and like, are there like authors or other rappers you kind of use as your inspiration when you come up with lyrics or, you know, your song topics?
You know what's crazy, man? I don't listen
because
to the radio.
When you're publicly traded,
just so disgusted
like
with
that,
the stuff that's on the radio. I don't even tune in to the radio stations. And I mean, there are a handful of rappers that I, you know, get all my personal, you know, favorites like Z and T.I. I don't mimic my music off anybody. I think that when each instrumental that somebody, you know, presents to me does something different to me. So, I mean, with me, the chord comes instantaneously. That's the first thing I hear when I hear a beat that I like. I get a lot of garbage, too.
Yeah.
Delete it and move to the next beat. But every beat does something different. So whatever that beat drives me and
I just made more money than I ever did.
I just let it come out naturally, you know. But I mean, the inspiration or the thought process behind my music is just, you know, my daily life, my daily activity, and what I've done, what I'm doing, and what I'm going to do. That's what I write about. I don't write about something that I've never ever seen in my life or that I'll never ever do. And truth is, there's nothing in life for me that I feel like can do. So if I rap about being the first rap artist to take a spaceship to the moon, then that's what I'm going to do.
Right.
So, but that's my inspiration, though.
Oh, okay, great. Well, yeah, I wish you all the best. I definitely like your vibe and your style, and, you know, you're keeping it authentic, you know.
I appreciate that, Tony.
You are beginning to smell your own.
So, yeah, we're back in the building. You call at 347-8267-7262. You did it on live. You're listening, your man, Don Mata, man. This guy, when he walks in, he commands respect, man.
Right.
When he walks in, he just can't help but stop. Valentine's Day coming up, man.
I
couldn't believe you did it.
In love, man. I feel to be in love, man.
You know, I ain't felt it in a long time, so it's definitely a fresh breath air, and it's new. And I've said it for a long time, ever since I kind of jumped in the rap game and doing the music, I know what it's going to be. And I know that I'm going to be a multi-millionaire off the music. That's going to open up, you know, a lot of doors for me. I want to do movies just like other artists have done. You know, I want to be the first artist to really open up, you know, shop in D.C. as far as pushing my label directly to entertainment and have an actual, you know, office in the city, not in Atlanta. Not in New York, not in L.A., here in D.C., because there's so much talent in this area.
Everybody put up your diamonds.
You know, I mean, there's artists in my mind, and when I say that, just pop right up that, you know, if the money was where it needs to be, I was done pushing my career.
It's a cult
thing.
There's
a lot of artists that I would pick up and mold and guide.
Bro, like I said, I know a lot of folks don't believe
that stuff is real. Take them to the next level.
It is 100% real.
So, overall, that's what I want to do. But
look at their faces when they're
performing.
Yeah,
so I don't know if this lady
is
looking right now. Where she is.
You better shout her out, man.
Love you anyway.
Big shout out to her. But you, like, because a lot of people, you know, they see Don Martin, they like, okay,
look at her
what
face.
Does he do? Who is this dude? You know, they get this misconception.
Right.
They think he's doing one thing, you know what I mean? Because you come in there, you have, like, some serious dudes around you when you in there, like, you demand.
Oh, he's another one. Oh, my God.
So, but people don't understand, like, you came from, you know, El Salvador. You went through, like, the struggles. Like, he came from poverty, and he rose up. He was like the diamond in the rough. And he came from that. And, you know, fellow soldier, big shout-out to you, Hood. But, you know, if we was outside, I would have to salute you because you was an officer.
I was a staff sergeant.
All right, Hood. That's what's up, you know. So, I mean, he went through that, you know, been through war. So, you know, the mind frame when we were in the military, it's
right,
different. You
right,
see the world
absolutely,
differently,
absolutely.
And you execute things differently. You know,
right?
Absolutely. So I mean, I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't take half of the training that I got from the military. It helped me in business.
Absolutely.
You know, doing half of the things that I'm doing
absolutely.
Anyway, right? So, how has been a lot of the discipline from being in the military? How has that helped you with your businesses and stuff?
I think just commanding authority. I think when I was in the military, I always tried to be the best and look the best. I think the military, I used to tell my soldiers, like, the military is 70% appearance. If you follow an AR-670-1 to a T, and you're just a picture-perfect soldier, just a poster soldier, you know, nobody's going to question you and really pick on you because your boots ain't shiny or your uniform's not pressed, you're not clean, shaved. I mean, if you stay within the regs and you look the part, then you know, you get presented opportunities in the military, too, you know, to go before the Soldier of the Month Board, which I did, and then the Soldier of the Month I won. Then I won the Soldier of the Year in Fort Bragg,
wow,
for 18 cool. Airborne Corps. So I had the same mentality and used to strive, you know, and shoot for the stars when I was in the military, too, and always, you know, tried to be the best and do the best. So I definitely did, and that's how I climbed the ladder. I came in at E1, and in 2 years I made my E5.
Wow.
And in 4 years I made my E6.
Wow.
So I was a staff sergeant, real young, 22, 23 years old, you know, bossing grown men around. And they didn't like that, but it was what it was. But, you know, I guess my mannerism and just how I carry it, you know, I give off that respect. And, you know, I think that one thing is when you're in certain positions, you just can't look apart. Like, you need to know yourself as well.
You have to know the ins and outs of it.
You know, you definitely have to know your ins and outs, so then people don't just respect you for the man you are, but they, you know, they respect you for your intellect and your knowledge. And then they're like, okay, well, I don't mind following this guy because he knows what he's doing and he knows what he's talking about. You got to build that confidence in people. So I think that's what's been able to allow me to further my career in corporate America now. So a lot of people don't realize, you know, what I do, 9 to 5, what does Don Meyer do, who is he? But, I mean, I have a 9 to 5 on Capitol Hill that, you know, I'm a very influential person on Capitol Hill. And, you know, can pull a lot of strings and make a lot of things happen. And I know a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So that's enabled me to get to where I'm at now. And, you know, congratulations to me. I just got a promotion on this past Tuesday.
Congratulations.
So that's why I put on the status on Facebook. I'm going to go from 6 figures to 7 all in 1 year.
Outstanding, man.
I'm making it happen. So I called, the first person I called is my girl. And I told her that the first thing I did when I walked out of the, you know, HR office and they presented the offer letter, I was just blown away. That, wow, you know, my hard work is paying off in corporate America as well. It was, you know, an offer I couldn't refuse. The money is great. So the first thing I did was go outside to a little conference room off on the side and, you know, got on my knees and thank God for it. Because at the end of the day, I know that is who made that happen for me. So, you know, yeah, I go in a booth and I let off a lot of aggression. I may not go to church every Sunday, but at the end of the day, I am trying to live my life how God wants me to live it. You know, I try to do right, you know, by people and, I got a lot of personal dislikes against, you know, some artists, maybe local, and, you know, a lot in the industry, you know, and I'm never going to be the one to shy away from my opinion. So if I don't like you, I'm going to tell you I don't like you. There's no in-between with me. You're either going to hate me or you're going to love me. And I know a lot of people in the industry are going to hate me because I'm not shy to voice my opinion. Mm-hmm. A lot of times with people like that, you know, the industry tries to stay away from. But that's okay. They can stay away because I know that it's, you know, certain people that I know in the industry that once the product jumps out this year, because I have a big marketing campaign for Don Mata's music this year.
Okay.
So I've been kind of sitting back waiting on a whole lot this year. And one of the big things is my brother being in jail. And I want him to be out here with me to enjoy, you know, the fruits of the life and, you know, I want him to be here to witness some of the things that I have planned
so
for this year.
Are we looking towards like a mixtape EP album? What are we looking
at? Well, I put the White Collar out last April for my birthday. I had a party with Miss Heather was there at, and I appreciate her support on that. But I'm putting 4 singles out this year, and that's it. And one collab. I'm doing one collab with an R&B singer, Miss Maria Rose, who is definitely an upcoming R&B singer from Virginia.
Okay.
And she's very talented, very, very talented. So shout out to her. We have a collab in the works right now. I get a lot of, you know, emails and people hitting me on Facebook, hey, I want to collab. I don't even collab with certain friends that I know that rap because your music just ain't up to par. So you my man, but I'm not finna do no track on no lame track. Like, I'm not going to put a verse on something that just don't even sound good. And I'm going to tell you it don't sound good. But just 5 songs this year, and that's it. And I know the first single that I put out on Memorial Day weekend will carry the whole summer. Absolutely. So if they don't know the name now, when they see that video on top on Worldstar, and they see everything else I have with that campaign for that single, and when they see the visuals on the video, because that's one thing I told the guy to produce the beat, it might be 1 million rappers that can kill this beat harder than me, but it's only maybe 2% they can put the visuals behind that song of what they're rapping about. So when I tell you I'm in a ghost, you're going to see me in a ghost. If I tell you I'm sitting back in a Maybach, that's what you're going to see me doing. So the visuals is crazy for the video. Like, I just can't wait for people to see it because it's that boy look that people been waiting for me to do. You know, the first video I did, you know it. I didn't want to be flashy. I went left field with it. But this video, the song's called First Day. And, yeah, First Day, I'm going to show people who Dynamite is and what I'm about.
And you gotta shut it down. You already know what it is. And big shout out to my girl Heather, because without her, I wouldn't have never even known about who Don Mata was. She told me, she said, man, this dude, man, Don Mata, man, he got some stuff going on, man. I mean, he's a boss for real. You got to check him out. You got to have him on the show. And then I happened to be on Facebook, and then you friended me, and I was like, you know what, son, you need to come on the show,
right,
man.
Yeah.
You know, and then, I found out you was a fellow soldier, so that.
Yeah.
They had that connection right there.
Automatic,
you know?
Connection. Absolutely.
So you already know what it is, man. We live in the building, Lush Radio Online, man. Because we got right due to time or whatever. Now, with you getting the business and everything, what kind of advice would you give the youth out there that's trying to get into the industry?
You know, don't let nobody tell you what you should do to better your career. Like, you know, sometimes people give artists advice that they don't even give themselves. And sometimes only you know what's best for you. So don't let anybody dictate what path you take, because everybody's path is going to be different.
Definitely.
A lot of artists are not going to be able to do it how Don Mata did it,
mm-hmm.
for many reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you need that person to give you that extra push or to put that finance behind you to really push your product and your image the way it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of artists can't do certain things that I can do because the budget's not there.
Definitely.
And it's understandable. And that's why I say when I get to where I want to be, I can't wait to reach out to these artists from D.C., Maryland, VA, who to me are talented.
It's a lot. And somebody,
so much talent.
Somebody
know?
Definitely needs to take the initiative to open up the market here, because they should have been the next New York.
Yeah,
shout out to New York. But
absolutely.
Next New York, next L.A., whatever, because they got so much talent here, but nobody reaches back. Nobody sits here and opens up shop here. When you got an abundance of
talent
that you can actually make money with.
Absolute talent.
You know what I mean? And not just that, not just the artists. You got so many groups of individuals that could come together and make a conglomerate.
Exactly.
To do a big movement here.
Absolutely.
But so many people are so sick on trying to cut each other's throat off a little bit of money.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
It's absolutely crazy.
It's crazy.
You know, and truthfully, I always say that really, if you can make it in D.C., you can make it in Baltimore. You can make it in any city in America, because they are the most hateful cities, you know, in America. I've been to just about every city in the States.
Mm.
When you go to Atlanta, it's just such a different vibe.
Man, they look out for each other, man. Even if they
absolutely.
Don't like you,
they don't
even
know you.
They're going to be in the same
yep.
video with you.
Yep.
Even if they got beef, it's different here.
It's way different here.
Everybody is in a clique. Everybody's a crab in a barrel. Nobody wants the next person to eat.
Well, the problem is nobody ever admits to somebody being better than them. I know
that's
for a fact. I'll say it on air. I'm not the best rapper in the DMV or D.C., Maryland, VA. There's plenty of rappers I can name right now and say, I tip my hat off to you. You holding your own. You know, I'm holding my own on that track with you, but it's certain times I hear somebody track like, I don't want to collab on that because
uh-huh.
that's your song.
Uh-huh.
You killed that two verses, them. Nobody needs to jump on that with you. You know,
uh-huh.
so there are some very talented artists, but I give credit where credit due, and you know, but that's that real man stuff. Like a lot of dudes don't realize that. You know, that's what real people do. Like you want to give credit where credit due.
Uh-huh.
You ain't got to be on self. It ain't all about self. You
mm-hmm.
credit what credit do. I mean, I've seen videographers, photographers. Yeah, everything you need is right here.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to go reach to a photographer in L.A. to come do a photo shoot. You got to go because it's time for here to give
definitely.
You what you want.
Outstanding.
Yeah. You know, photographers, videographers, you know, my little, you know, videographer, Lil Quentin,
mm-hmm.
like, Suda, you know, local production.
Uh-huh.
He knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen a lot of great videographers around here that's like, wow. You know, I look at.
But the thing about it is, people don't know how to utilize their resources
right.
within their community, within themselves, and let the money rotate within the community.
Right.
Everybody wants to reach out outside of the city instead of staying within their area. So, you know, it's crazy. And I mean, we have to bring you back again to talk about the real state of what
music
and the industry is going, especially in this area,
to talk more about it.
And I know we got 1,000 callers. You know, we got to wrap it up in a few, you know what I'm saying, because you know, the head honchos, they, you know, they flagging me down right now. You know, but we got some hot music and stuff from your man, and we're going to play that, you know what I'm saying, as we sign off in a few. But big shout-out to Eni that actually came here, to our chef, and we're going to go sample some of this food over here in a few, and we're going to take some pictures. And we got your man Don Mata in the building, man. The boss is boss, man. You already know what it is, the Don, man. You already know what it is. I just want to, like, you know what I'm saying, get some of this essence, essence on me, you know what I'm saying? Rub this essence on me real quick, you know what I mean? He definitely has some keys to success, you know what I mean? Hopefully we have him come over here to drop some more jewels with us, you know? So, me, Casa, Su Casa in here. You already know what that is, you know what I mean? So, we in here. Shout out to everybody doing their thing, and big shout out to the young girl that's fighting for her life in Children's Hospital. She got assaulted by 4 boys at the school. I don't understand it, but big shout out to her. And our prayers go out to her. And big shout out to my mother. You know, it's her birthday. Shout out to her. Shout out to my interns, AMJM, doing this production thing out here in DMV. And also shout out to Andrew, my intern, Heather, CEO underscore Talia, and Deja Vu Records Entertainment. We live in here. If you want to get your recording on, you want to do your internet radio show, you want to do rehearsal, we in here. We in the building. Lush Radio Online. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Lush Radio Online, and Don Mata, all that social network, baby.
Social network, Twitter and Instagram is both the same, at G202Don, that's T-H-E-202-D-O-N, and same thing on Facebook, the 202Don, just type the name and it'll pop right up. Can't miss me.
Hold up, somebody said you got cereal. You got some cereal?
Nah, no cereal.
Oh, what's the cereal? Oh, I always ask people about that. My bad. I always ask people what's their favorite cereal. It helps me understand what type of personality traits they have. So, what kind of cereal do you like?
My favorite, probably
favorite cereal, the best. Saturday morning cartoons.
Captain Crunch, probably.
You already know what it is. Captain Crunch in the building.
Captain Crunch, probably.
That's what it is. The one with the berries or the regular Captain Crunch?
Nah, with the berries.
With the berries.
Golden berries.
That's what I'm talking about. Golden berries in the building. Shout out to all them golden berries. You already know what it is. Lush Radio Online live in the building, man. We doing our thing. Your man Don Mata, make sure you follow him. We in the building, Lush Radio Online, man. I don't do it for you. I do it for me, and I do it for you, and I do it for the whole entire world, man. Lush Radio Online, the people's voice. We out of here. Lush Radio Online. It's Super Bowl Sunday. Where all these Seahawks fans come from? I'm out of here. Don't you ever talk about me. We out. Lush Radio Online.